scripture text for meditation is taken from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, the first 11 verses. And I shall read. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The Lord bless the reading of his inerrant word.
The Lord Jesus Christ died on a Friday, and we have worshipped him on Good Friday evening. Jesus died on a Friday, and he was buried on Friday itself. And then he was in the tomb on Saturday, on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday, the first day of the week, early in the morning, he rose from the dead. And as the angel said, he is not here, but is risen. And that is a historical fact. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact. And no one can deny this. How do we know? How do we know that Jesus truly rose from the dead? That this is a fact? How do we know for sure and for certain? The simple answer is because the Bible tells us so. Because the Bible says so. And that's why we know it is a fact. And it is the truth. For the Word of God is truth. So we don't need any lawyer. We don't need any historian. We don't need any archaeologist. We don't need any philosopher. We don't need any apologist to prove to us the resurrection of Christ. The Word of God is enough. The Bible is sufficient for us to believe in this truth and in this fact. And please know that the Bible is no ordinary book. For this book is not a human book. This book is a divine book. It is God's Word. Infallible and inerrant. Perfect. 100%. Without any mistake. And the Bible is not only infallible and inerrant on spiritual matters, but also when it talks about history, about things that happened in the past, about the resurrection, about the life of Christ, and how he saved us from our sins. And so when the Bible tells us that the tomb was empty and Jesus has risen from the dead nearly 2,000 years ago, it truly happened and it was absolutely true. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there? No, we were not there. Were you there? Were we there when they nailed him to the tree? No, we were not there. Were we there when they pierced him at the side? We were not there. Were we there when he rose from the dead and the grave and the tomb was opened? No, we were not there to see all these things. But from the Bible, from the Gospels, when we read the life of Christ and all the events of the cross and of the resurrection, it is as good as being there ourselves 2,000 years ago. And so, yes, in a sense, with God's word in our hands, we have truly witnessed the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 tells us this: the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus. And Theophilus, the name means a lover of God. And all of us who love God, who have come here this morning, will want to believe what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, resurrected. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion or his suffering, his death, by many infallible proofs. And what are these infallible proofs? The word infallible means cannot fail, cannot be disproven, perfect and true. And what are these proofs? Well, he was seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So there were many, not a few, but many infallible proofs that Jesus rose from the dead. For he appeared in his resurrected body, in his glorified body, with his immortal body, an everlasting body. And he appeared before his disciples over a period of 40 days, and he appeared a total of 11 times. And there was one occasion where he appeared to his disciples, and there were over 500 of them all at once. And so we know it is not a dream or not an hallucination. No, not at all. It was a historical fact that Jesus rose from the dead, and he appeared to his disciples, and they saw him, and they even touched him. There was one time when Jesus appeared to his disciples, to the 11. The one time Thomas was not present, and Thomas did not believe. And on the second occasion, when Thomas was present, Jesus appeared to the 11, and then he told Thomas not to doubt. You feel my hands, the nail prints, and put your hand at my side. See that I am flesh and bones. Yes, it was not just a spiritual resurrection. It was a physical, bodily resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead. And no one can deny this. No one can dispute this. And we by faith believe in it, in what Jesus said. And because Jesus is alive, that's why we live. We have abundant life on earth right now. We know where we came from. We know why we are here. What is the meaning of life? And we know where we are going for sure. Those of us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ will surely go up to heaven. And Jesus says he has gone back home to prepare mansions the mansions in heaven for us, for you and for me, for those who believe on Him and those who trust in Him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The only living and true way, no other way. Jesus is the way. Do you believe this? If you believe in God, Jesus says, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And He has gone to prepare a place for us. And when He has gone to prepare a place for us, Jesus promised, I will also come back. I will return. And here the disciples ask Him a very good question. In verse 6 we read, when they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And please take note that Jesus did not chide them or rebuke them for asking this question, because it was a good question. For in the Old Testament, we have many promises and prophecies concerning Christ's first coming. Over 300 prophecies talk about the first coming of Christ. And Jesus had already come, fulfilling all these prophecies, that He will come to die for our sins and be raised from the dead. And He had already come, the first time, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And now that the disciples understood the mission of Christ, when He came the first time, and in the Old Testament, there are also many prophecies, in fact, more prophecies concerning the second coming of Christ, that He will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will come to judge this world and then rule over mankind and over the whole world for 1,000 years on this earth. And He will sit on the throne of His father David. Jerusalem will be the capital of the world, and Israel will be a great nation. Lord, when will this time be when You will restore again the kingdom of Israel? When will You return? When will Israel be great? When will You rule over man and rule over this whole earth for 1,000 years? It was a good question. And Jesus told them, verse 7, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power. Yes, your question is correct. I must come back again. And I must rule over mankind. And I must judge this wicked world and sinful world. And those who rebel against me. And save all those and deliver all those who believe on me. Yes, I will do that. But the timing is not for you to know. Timing is only known by God the Father. And in the fullness of time, just like the first coming of Christ, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, born of the Virgin. And in the fullness of time, when the time is up, when the iniquity of this earth is full, then the Lord will come back to judge this earth. And He will return. And since all the prophecies of the first coming of Christ came true, we can be very sure that all the second coming prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ will also be fulfilled and come true. And it will be in the fullness of time. What is this fullness of time? When will it come? And we see, you know, today the signs of the times, that the fullness of time, the time is about right and the time is about up. For in Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, we read that all Israel shall be saved. And when the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, all Israel shall be saved. And so today we see the sign of Israel. Israel, the fig tree, is firmly planted in the Holy Land, in the Promised Land. And Israel must be back in the land, in fulfillment of prophecy, Isaiah 11, 11 and 12, before Jesus can return. For when Jesus returns, He will step on the Mount of Olives, which is in Israel itself. And He will fight the battle of Armageddon, which is in Israel itself. And He will save Israel and deliver her from her enemies. And Israel is right now back in the land, waiting for the Messiah to return. And that's one sign already we see. And the fullness of the Gentiles must be come in. And now is the Gentile period. And the gospel is now going into all the world, the Gentile world. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and even unto the uttermost part of the earth. And today we see the gospel going out to all the four corners of the earth. The gospel is going out into all the world many, many times over. Through the printed page, through radio broadcast, through television, through the printed page, by air and jet travel, we can go to many parts of the world so quickly and efficiently. And missions has been accelerating, missions and evangelism. And we have engaged in accelerated missions. According to the principle of our beloved pastor, we must accelerate missions to hasten the coming of the Lord, and that's why he founded the Far Eastern Bible College. And the Far Eastern Bible College is accelerating the missions of Jesus Christ in the preaching of the gospel, because we are not only training servants and preachers of the gospel, but we are also involved in the Bible College movement. And by this Bible College movement, helping Bible colleges from other parts of the world and establishing other Bible colleges, we are accelerating the gospel. And when the gospel is preached to all the world, then the end will come, Jesus said. And we see these two remarkable signs so evident and so clear today. The Lord is coming back very soon. Are we ready? Are we ready for His return? When He sees us, and when we see Him, will we be ashamed? Will we hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? I pray so. Occupy till He come. Work, for the night is coming. And we must serve Him with eternity's values in view, and all that we do, we must do to the glory of God. And I believe the Lord has established the True Life Bible Presbyterian Church and is using the Far Eastern Bible College in these last days to testify and to declare this truth, that Jesus Christ is risen and He is coming back again, and coming back very soon, based solely upon the forever infallible and inerrant words of God, 100% inspired and 100% preserved, without any doubt, without any question. So let us be courageous, let us not be disheartened, but let us hold forth and hold fast the word of life. And one day, we will see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. May His name be praised. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. O Lord, how we thank Thee for this wonderful promise and these wonderful words, that Jesus is not only risen and ascended to heaven, He is coming back again, and He is coming back soon. O Lord, remind us day by day of the nearness of Thy return, so that our hearts and our minds will not be focused on this earth, but will be focused in heaven. And that our treasures will not be on this earth, but our treasures will be in heaven. And our hearts, O Lord, yearn for that day, the day of our redemption, the day of our salvation. And Lord, we pray that You may come very soon. And while we are here on earth, help us to do Thy will, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to family, to friends, to relatives, to colleagues and classmates, and even to strangers. And may You do the work of convicting and converting, and the winning of souls unto Thyself. And for those here, O Lord, this morning who still do not know Thee, may You speak to their hearts and prick them, that they may find no rest until they find rest in Thee. Bless, Lord, everyone who has come this morning. And we thank Thee for the food that Thou hast provided. And as we have fellowship over breakfast afterwards, may our fellowship, Lord, be sweet and pleasing in Thy sight. And may all glory be unto Thy name. We thank Thee, O Lord, for this garden that You have provided for us this morning to worship Thee. And we pray, O Lord, that all creation might worship Thee even today. For all this we do ask and pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, who is risen from the grave. In His name we pray. Amen.